This is Senior Radio Buffalo. It's News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Joe Chile, your host. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com is the website, and previous shows are there. By the way, if you would like to listen on demand, you can certainly do that. You can listen online all the time using the new WBEN app at WBEN.com. And, of course, all of our community calendar is there. You can check out events that are going on around the area and send your events in, too. We're glad to have back today, once again, Alex, Will, and Bill Severin. And, of course, you remember Alex and Will from AlexandWillBuyHouses.com. We had you guys on a number of times before talking about what you've done. And your father, our father, as we refer to him, Bill is with us again today. And we'll talk about Severin Development as well. But let's kind of refocus and introduce the audience once again to you guys as we start. And tell us kind of what you're doing, and then we'll kind of move into your new venture here.
Well, Will and I started off buying homes a few years ago throughout the Western New York area. We've done over 100 renovations. Those are buy and sells throughout the area. And we always advertise as AlexandWillBuyHouses.com. That was our primary business. Like I said, we've been doing it for a few years, and we have since gotten into business now with our father, which is actually new construction. We call that Severin Development. It's the family name. And we're excited to talk more about that and provide you with some information on our first patio home community, which is actually out in Alden. We call that Birch Creek Run.
You know, I think the exciting thing about this, and we had talked a little bit prior to going on the air, is that since we had you gentlemen on before, you've sold some patio homes.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about it. What's happened?
We've had a very exciting spring. So luckily, now that the weather is cooperating, we're actually digging a few foundations on our street. We have 21 lots in total, and we expect to actually be starting on the next four this month. So we're actually moving right down the street. People are coming in for open houses, reserving a lot. And then what we like to do is a little bit different take to new construction. Severin Development likes to actually provide custom homes. So we actually were working through with some of our clients on picking out windows, hardwood flooring, paint colors even. We get pretty in-depth and in detail with our clients. And right now we're designing a few homes, and we're actually looking to dig a few foundations and keep moving down the street. So it's been a very exciting spring.
When you talk about custom homes, are you, and the development itself, are the homes in the development similar to one another, and you're talking about the inside as far as custom?
Correct. Okay. Correct. So in a patio home community, we were approved for a certain style through the village of Alden. So you have a nice 1,400 square foot home. Okay, it's a two bedroom, pretty standard. Everything is on one level, including your washer and dryer. So your laundry is on the first floor, which is nice. We have a nice big living room with a fireplace, tall ceilings, open kitchen concept as well. Master bathroom, walk-in closet, and we can also finish the basement. We have full foundations in these things, so we can also finish the basement to add an additional 1,000 square feet. So we have a lot of customization possibilities, and you know, we'd like to take the time. There's three of us. Our clients are sitting down with all three of us to pick out your finishes. So yes, your interior details, we have a lot of play where we could pick out different cabinets, granite. We like to do a lot with under cabinet lighting, just little touches that we like to provide for our homeowners. So, you know, we're going through those processes now on a few different lots.
What about if someone is putting together, I understand, you know, you've got the kitchen area, you know, you've got the two bedrooms, mm-hmm. living room, whatever it might be. If the basement, they want to finish off the basement or something like that, do they have options on creating different rooms down there, you know?
Yes, they do. Actually, we designed the basement in a way where all of our utilities are actually tucked up front so that we can provide an additional 1,000 square feet. The reason we did that is so that when you're down there, it does seem like real usable square footage. Every basement these days need an egress window. But we've had plans, and we're working through plans for essentially another family room, a bedroom, and there's still an option to add even another bathroom down there. We imagine people will be using that space maybe for in-laws or their kids if they travel in from out of town. It isn't an older demographic that we're targeting, so sometimes their families come in from out of state, and they like to stay with them with a family room, a bedroom, and a bathroom, you know, essentially in the same square footage as our footprint. That's what people are really trying to use that space for. So it's a great utilization of that space.
You know, it's great. I remember when I was a kid, we didn't have a finished basement in our house. And whenever people would come over, my dad would say, put the kids in the basement.
And now it's nice.
Yeah,
and now it's nice. And now everyone's finished.
And now it's all set. Yeah. You know, we've talked to Alex and Will for the first half of this segment. And we want to bring Big Bill Severin in.
We should start that. Yeah. Big Bill.
Big Bill Severin. We want to bring him in too and talk about this. You know, we've talked a little bit about the homes itself. What about the affordability? Because that's going to be a big factor with people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think on a previous show we talked about the fact that I've been in real estate a long time, and I think we've really figured out who the buyer is for this type of property, and a lot of the people that we have walking in, no joke. 80% of the people walk in and say, we have 2,500 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. The kids are grown and gone, and now we just want a house for us that we don't have to worry about possibly maybe having a second home south someplace. And they just want to be comfortable. Part of the thing here is that we do have a homeowners association, so you know, people don't have to worry about cutting their grass. They don't have to worry about maintaining their driveway in the winter for snow and so forth. We take care of the landscaping. So they can come and go. They can spend part of the year here. They can spend part of the year in Florida or wherever and be very comfortable knowing that they don't have to do anything or they don't have to be concerned. Some of the people we've talked to about the possibility of security systems, and with that, you can also have a backup generator. You can have
backup sump pump,
exactly. All of those things that, you know, people could really leave their home here and not have to think about a thing. But again, Joe, your question was about the affordability. Because we have condominium status, we went through a very long process, but we were able to get condominium status for our little development. Because of that, the assessments actually on the houses will be reduced by 40%. So I actually just sat down with a gentleman last week, and we calculated the fact that with the assessments where they are, with the fact that there's a STAR exemption, which everybody in Western New York that owns a home is entitled to a STAR exemption. Because of their income, they're also entitled to an enhanced STAR. He is also a veteran and a combat veteran. In talking with him and doing some rough calculations, because I never guarantee anything, I try to provide the information so that then they can maybe go to the assessor's office and be comfortable knowing that they've talked to the right people. But we calculated that his taxes would be about $1,800 a year.
Wow.
Total taxes on a brand new house around $1,800. Now, he was kind of the perfect scenario because of being a veteran, combat veteran, all of those things.
Yeah, your mileage may vary.
Exactly. But, you know, even so, the taxes for, let's just say, an average person, average couple, we're looking at around $3,800 a year for a brand new house, which is very reasonable. Very
right in the Village as well. I mean, the Village amenities are right down the street. There's some great shopping, newer restaurants, actually, and everything is very close to the central area of the Village of Alden, that it's nice to be that close to so many amenities with a reduced tax rate.
Well, that, you know, that's another thing that I wanted to ask you guys. For people that aren't familiar with the Village of Alden, you know, what are we looking at here? I mean, you know, I live in Lewiston, and people, you know, oftentimes will say, oh, the Village of Lewiston, the land that time forgot. You know what I mean? Things like this, right? So, I mean, what are you kind of looking at in that area?
You know, it's a very quaint village. It really is. They have a lot of events. The mayor really tries very hard to put on a lot of weekend events. So there actually is a lot of activity out there. You know, there's a senior community right down the street from our subdivision. And really, it's a very picturesque, quaint community. When we bought the property itself, you know, we had envisioned our nice little paver brick road. It's surrounded by farmland, which won't be developed. So a lot of these people are getting wooded lots, quiet country setting. And we've even had a lot of interest from people moving just even out of Lancaster. You know, we're from Lancaster. You know, it is getting a little bit congested. And our type of demographic, they're looking to move out just a little bit further. And again, get back to that quiet, serene type neighborhood. And that's really what we believe we've created over there in Alden. So it's been working very well.
And really everything you need, you know, shopping is really within walking distance. You know, you could walk to pharmacies, you know, grocery stores, pizzeria, you know, and, you know, the basics that people need. I just had somebody there this past weekend asking about doctor's offices and dentists and so forth. You know, I actually did a little research for them, and there's really enough, you know, medical help in, you know, right in the village. So I don't know what you would have to go outside of the village for, but yet Transit Road is about 15 minutes away. So, you know, you're still very convenient to Transit Road, but yet, you know, you're outside that, I don't know, it just has a different, totally different feel out there.
It's funny because one of the things that I think of, you know, when I'm traveling or when I'm going from one place to another, I'm not a mall shopper. Yeah. I know where I'm going. I'm in.
Yep.
I'm out. Exactly. You know what I mean? I don't dally in there. So I think the fact that, you know, I like the convenience of having places around, but it being a small area, maybe even more quaint, mm-hmm. you know, but you still can get the things that you need. All right. So we're talking to the folks from Severin Development, Alex, Will, and Bill Severin this morning. We're talking about Birch Creek Run in Alden. And if there's people want to get some more information, how about a phone number that they can reach your fellows at?
Sure. You can call me. This is Bill Severin. You can reach me anytime at 818-0207. That's my cell number, 818-0207. Call me anytime. Thanks.
All right. Very good. And we hope to talk to you more again about this. And I know that you've gotten some great emails and some mm-hmm. great traction on some of the things we've talked about, and we look for some continued success with
thank
that.
Thank you.
So once again, thanks to Alex, Will, and Bill Severin from Severin Development. This is Senior Radio Buffalo. It's News Radio 930 WBEN.